Shannon is our guest today. She's a business growth expert based in Philadelphia, does lots of marketing and productivity coaching for business owners and execs to help them rapidly increase sales and profits. Perfect for the new guy. So you talk about five killer marketing mistakes that small business owners make, and let's get into those five mistakes, but also some strategies to overcome them. What's number one?
Number one, Burke, is I see people not having a clear who.
Now, what do you mean by a clear who?
A clear who. Who is your target niche, your target market? How do you find them? And if you were talking to me about who you serve your products or services to, how will I know who to refer to you? So what I see a lot of small business owners doing is focusing more on what type of marketing they're going to start or what they're going to say or which pictures or what's the logo. But really, the starting point, none of that will be effective if you don't have a clear who first.
So it's about determining then the end user, the specific demographic and psychographic of the individual or other company that would be most likely to utilize your services or products.
Yes, and this is the be very specific with the who. And identifying a very specific target niche doesn't limit you and say you're not going to serve anyone who doesn't fit that profile. But what it does is it targets your message and everything else that comes after on the marketing plan to specifically who would be your ideal target market.
We're talking about those killer marketing mistakes and how to overcome them. Number one, not having a clear who. Number two is?
Yes, the second killer marketing mistake is not having what I call a wow factor. Now, many people may have heard terms used as USP, unique sales proposition, value proposition, point of differentiation. You know, all of that is very similar. I call that, I wrap all that up as, what is your wow factor? So what happens is a lot of small business owners mix up the order again. And what they're doing is, even here, they could dwell on designing what their wow factor is. But you cannot do that properly without first knowing what your wow factor is in relation to who your target niche is.
Now, June Cannon is our guest today. She's a business coach who's talking about the killer marketing mistakes that new business owners and small business owners can make that really throw them under the bus. And when you talk about not having a wow factor, a unique sales position, a value proposition, is it sort of you that you need to zig while the others are zagging, that you need to stake out your own turf?
Absolutely. You want to let your target market know why you're different, why you're the first, why you're the best choice for them, and what is it about the way you deliver that product or service that makes them go, wow.
If you think about going out on your own in business, it makes a lot of sense, I think, to have someone like Yoon Cannon in your back pocket to help guide you through this. All right, number three in the killer marketing mistakes list.
Yes, killer marketing mistake number three that I see all the time is that people not having a well-thought-out marketing plan. So what happens often is that people fall into what I call the scattergun approach, where they're making a marketing decision on a case-by-case as they come, as people are soliciting them and presenting their methods. So that doesn't work. The other thing they do with a marketing plan is that often, they're just not marketing enough. The visibility volume just isn't great enough in terms of getting them the interest that they need for getting new clients. I also see for marketing plans, they're not systematized. You know, it's not easy. It doesn't happen on a regular basis. It's not a turnkey sort of a template that they need, that the business needs to be able to do it on a regular basis.
When you work with these businesses that are new to the industry, and I remember reading a statistic that more than one out of two businesses generally fail in the first 3 years, do you see a lot of small business owners that use their resources on totally the wrong thing or perhaps spend unwisely in that first year?
Absolutely. They're spending money on the wrong stuff, and their budget is small as it is. So this is very important that they know how to move their money smart and make decisions on smart choices for their marketing.
Yoon Cannon is our guest today. She's talking about the five killer marketing mistakes that small businesses make and how to overcome them. What's number four on your list?
Number four, Burke, is that people are not measuring results. How will you know if a strategy is working better if you didn't measure what worked before or what didn't work before? And one of my biggest pet peeves or my biggest message in terms of measuring results is performance measured is performance gained. So you want to leverage everything you've done in the past to make the future more effective and more successful. But I'll tell you, in terms of measuring results, as far as that goes, I also want to caution, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Yes, what I mean by that is I see a lot of small business owners dismiss certain strategies, you know, whether it's networking or, oh, you know, direct mail doesn't work or something else doesn't work because it didn't get significant results for them the first couple of times they tried it. So what I want to get out to those small business owners is that each marketing method has at least five variables that you need to be measuring and adjusting. You know, just like a recipe has five, six, eight, or more ingredients, that's the same thing with each of your marketing methods. So don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Don't dismiss that certain marketing strategy didn't work or doesn't work for you. And gosh, do not go to the point of where I see some business owners dismiss marketing altogether and refuse to advertise or market at all because they get frustrated with the lack of results.
And quite often it's the message rather than the marketing strategy. It's what they're marketing as opposed to sort of the avenue that they use.
Sure. So, for instance, you know, if you were to take a look at networking and a small business owner says, well, you know, I've tried networking. I've gone to five networking events, and it's not working for me. I'm not getting enough referrals. I'm not getting enough new business from it. Well, even under the umbrella of networking, there are many variables. One of it is, well, are you going to the right networking groups? And what is the message when you're networking? And how can you double your networking results by the message that you're sending in your conversations? How can you make your conversations more appealing to stay top of mind and to keep in touch strategies with the people that you're meeting? And it goes on and on and on. You know, the business card, how you present yourself. So even within the one strategy of networking, you can unpack that into 8 and 10 different variables that a small business owner can work at improving to double and triple their networking results.
Yoon Cannon is our guest. It's the five killer marketing mistakes, and number five, and perhaps the biggest and most important one, you say, is not getting any help.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Marketing typically is not the small business owner's area of expertise. You know, they got into business. They got into the law field because they're great at lawyering. They got, you know, and opened up a medical practice because they're great at, you know, being a doctor and diagnosing, whatever the case might be. So marketing is not going to be typically their area of expertise. So you need to get the help that you need to get faster results easier. But the universal truth, Burke, is that success is never accomplished alone. But too many small business owners are trying to succeed alone. So I want to encourage people, get the help that you need. You want to hire an accountant to do your returns. You want to hire a business attorney to handle your contracts. You can hire a good business coach to help you grow your business easier and faster.
Yoon Cannon has been our guest today on The Burke Allen Show. She's a marketing and productivity expert, and you can find Yoon online at ParamountBusinessCoach.com. That's ParamountBusinessCoach.com for five killer marketing mistakes. And you're based in the Philadelphia area. If folks want to call, what's the best number for you, Yoon?
The number to always reach our office is 215, area code, 292-4947.
All right. Thanks for being a guest on the program today, and thanks for the great killer marketing mistakes and, most importantly, the strategy to overcome them.
Thank you, Burke. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Live in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.